Okay, let's hope. Shall we pray? Let's pray, guys. Let's pray. Dear kind and heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us together this morning. Thank you for giving us your word. Thank you for being with us as we go into another week. Lord, it is sometimes stressful, sometimes anxious falls on us when we think about the plans ahead, but we have to continue to be reminded to surrender and think in your hands and go with what you desire rather than what we think we need to do in order to keep us on the right path. I ask that you be with everyone on the live, that you guide them to truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys. Shall we get started? Let us get started. This is an This is an interesting one. Wagwan. This is an interesting one, guys, because if you were on yesterday, then you'll know how interesting this is. Because yesterday we had this same discussion, very similar discussion yesterday. Look at the title. Look at the title, guys. Did we have this? If you were on yesterday, you may not have been on yesterday morning, but if you were here yesterday, do you remember us talking about this yesterday? Does anyone remember? Does anyone remember talking about it? And do you remember people praying? Do you remember other people praying, saying how, you know, Lord, help me to see if this is, you know, if the Sabbath is something I should be doing? People are actually praying, saying, Lord, help me to, you know, be guided to the Sabbath, to the truth. Do you remember that? And look at what we have today. Look at what we have. So I hope that this is an answer to some people's prayers. I hope today's devotion is literally the answer to some of your prayers, okay? Because as I said to you, when you decide to ask God the right questions, when you ask him the right questions, guys, when you're honest and when you're truthful, when you say, Lord, I've heard something, is this the truth? He is going to shower you with untold light. I said this to you yesterday, and it's the I've seen it so many times. If you're asking him, inquiring about something that is true to his word, how you can keep his word, how you can keep his commandments, so said, so done, guys. And this is all by him, because, you know, we skip a day. Whenever we do the, whenever we do Revelation on a Saturday, we always skip a day in here. So how we have landed on this being the day we come back to is purely by his design, because ain't no way that this is what we're talking about. Literally the following day after people are praying about the Sabbath. Ain't no way, guys. So I hope you agree. Maybe you think it's a coincidence. I don't. I believe that this is how God works. This is how he works. And he is true to his word. When he says, if you seek me, you will find me. This is what he means. This is what he means. When you ask a question that helps you stick to his commandments, he will give you clear answers. He will give you clear answers because he wants you in his kingdom. He ain't trying to keep you out. He's trying to give you as much information so you can clearly say, yes, I know what is right and I'm going to do it, or no, I do not want to know. You will have the opportunity to do that. Everyone will have the opportunity to do that. And it's really up to you if you decide to take the light. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, let's see. Let's just see if this is the answer to some people's prayers. As I said, we discussed this yesterday. We looked at the Bible summary, and we're going to read now the verse that we were talking about yesterday, but also just see what the book says as well. Let's see. It says, who shall receive God's seal? Who shall receive it? And this is in Revelation 7, verse 2 and 3. Who shall receive God's seal? It said, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. If you've been reading Revelation with us, you'll know this verse very, very clearly. You'll know it. We've read it a couple of times. We know currently that there are four angels holding back the four corners of the earth, north, east, south, west. We know that they're holding it back. And they've been told at some point they are going to hurt the earth. They are going to hurt the sea. But the things that they are being held back from doing are only being held back until all of the servants of God are sealed. There is something that all God's children who will be living at the time of his coming will have in common, and that is that they will all be sealed in their foreheads. We know it isn't a literal sign, it is more of an action, more of an action of what they all do, more of a law that they all adhere to. So this is what we're seeing in Revelation 7. We've been reading Revelation, and this is what we've come to. Why do we say that it is an action? Why do we say it's an action? It's because having a seal, if you look up the word seal, in olden days, a seal would be put on documents, legal documents, sometimes letters from monarchs or kings, queens, heads of state. Even now, you'll see that they will use a stamp, a seal. And in that seal, it usually contains who the person is who is stamping or sealing. Like, it will have the government's department, or it will have the king or queen's name, or it will have their title, you know, her Royal Highness. Even if you look on the back of a pound coin, you'll see a seal, a stamp, a mark. Why? Because it shows who has given you the authority to have this money, who has given you the authority to have this document, who has instated or reinstated a law. So when we're talking about seals, we are talking about something that has been given to us by someone who has the authority to give it to us. So we have to look in the Bible at where we can see some type of legal document or law wherein we can see a seal. And the only law we have in the Bible that was instated from the beginning of time were the Ten Commandments. People believe that the Ten Commandments came about when Moses was around. And that's not true, guys. The Ten Commandments have always been there. They are literally how the world exists, how we exist, because the Sabbath was instated before Moses. So what happened when Moses was around was that they were just put on tablets, but the actual laws themselves literally keep this instated from the beginning of time. And we will keep the Sabbath in heaven, and they kept the Sabbath before it was written on any tablets. So at the end of the day, this seal must come or must be part of that law. It must be part of that law. And the only commandment, we've said this before, but the only commandment that has the legal terms that we need to have for a seal, a sign, a stamp, is the fourth commandment. That's the only commandment that has this mark of authority. Why? Because if you look at any of the other commandments, none of them actually tell you who is telling you to do this. No one is actually like, there's no title behind them. There's nothing. It says, commandment one says, thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Who's saying that? Who is saying that? You don't know. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Okay, that gives us a title, but why? Why? It just says I'm a jealous God. It doesn't give you his right to rule. It's just saying he's a jealous God. Then it comes and says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Okay, we have a title again, but we don't have the right. Why do we have to listen to this Lord about not taking his name in vain? Why? There's no right to rule. Now, it's only when we get to the fourth commandment where it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, title. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Okay, telling us what we need to do. Why? Right to rule. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. This is the only law that literally has the seal, the stamp of Jesus Christ. Why? Because it tells us who he is. Why should we keep it? Because he made the heaven and the earth and the sea. He's right to rule. He's right to tell us these things. No other commandment does that. And this is why many people will tell you that this is the seal. This is the one thing that will distinguish from not only believers and non-believers, but believers themselves. There are some believers who keep the Sabbath, and there are some who don't. So who is right? Who is right? There must be one that is doing the right thing. And that distinguishing mark shows who you really serve. If you go to Ezekiel 20, last bit, sorry, and then I'll get on. If you go to Ezekiel 20, verse 20, guys, you'll see here that the Lord says, and hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you. Hallow my Sabbaths. Keep my Sabbaths. But why? Because they are a sign, a seal. If you Google the word seal, it is also a sign. A seal stands for sign, mark. Okay, so where do we see this? We see it here. It says, hallow my Sabbaths. Why? Because they will be a sign between me and you. Why? Because you will know that I am the Lord your God. We keep the Sabbath because it is the one commandment that actually shows that we believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. The rest of them, yes, we have a title, but we don't have a reason why we need to keep it. Yes, it says, okay, the Lord is jealous. Okay, fine. The Lord, because you shouldn't take the Lord's name in vain. Okay, fine. But the only one that tells us why is the fourth commandment, because he made the heavens and the earth. And by keeping it, you actually acknowledge that he is your creator. That's the only one that does that. It's the sign between us and him. So let's read this. I've said this before. Let's read it. Let's see what it says. It says, the seal of the living God will be placed upon those only who bear a likeness to Christ in character. I think sometimes we think that this likeness is partial. Like, as long as we have a partial likeness or a similar likeness, or a, like, you know, he likes cheese, we like cheese. He likes being nice, we like being nice. Like, as long as we have a partial likeness, then we're all good. But we have to be literally mirror copies of Jesus Christ. We have to do everything that he did, guys. He's the way, the truth, and the life, because his whole life, not just the nice bits, not just the bits that we can tolerate, just the bits that we can implement, those are what we should follow. Every single thing that he did, we should seek to, yearn to be like. It says, as wax takes the impression of a seal So the soul is to take the impression of the Spirit of God and retain the image of Christ. The same way wax, when you have a seal, when you make a seal, I don't know if you know what a seal even looks like, guys, but Google it. In the olden days, they would have a stamp that they would literally push onto some wax. And when they pushed that stamp onto the wax, the impression, the seal, the mark that was on the stamp would go onto the wax, and that would be how they would seal documents. That is how they would place their mark onto letters. The same way that the wax takes that impression of the seal, so the soul is to take the impression of the Spirit of God. When you put that stamp on the wax, you don't have a partial impression. You don't have just a little bit of an impression. The whole wax must take the full impression of the seal. And you're meant to keep it. It's not just meant to be on a Saturday. It's not just meant to be on a Sunday. It's not just meant to be once every 3 months or whenever there's a festival going on. We are meant to keep that same image of Christ ongoing. It says, and it is obedience to the principles of the commandments of God that mold the character after the divine similitude. So she's saying that by us being obedient to his principles, to his commandments, this is what molds that character. This is what builds that character. This is what makes us into his image. We have to have that image to get to heaven. I hope you agree with me on that. We have to be Christ-like to get into heaven. I hope we can agree on that one thing, that we have to be Christ-like to get to heaven. And she's saying that by being obedient to the principles that are set out in the commandments, that we actually become Christ-like. We actually become molded after his character. Here we go. It says, the seal of God's law is found in the fourth commandment. This only of all the 10 brings to view both the name and the title of the lawgiver. Remember, he says, the Lord your God, name and title. It declares him to be the creator of the heavens and the earth, and thus shows his claim to reverence and worship above all things. This shows why we should obey him and worship him, because he made the heavens and the earth. Aside from this precept, aside from this law, there is nothing in the Decalogue, the whole of the Ten Commandments, to show by whose authority the law is given. Without the Ten Commandments, there is no other commandment, guys, we already went through them, that shows us whose authority, who has told us to keep that particular law. There is no other one. The only one is the fourth commandment. It says the Israelites placed over their doors a signature of blood to show that they were God's property. Look it up. It says, so the children of God in this age will bear the signature of God has appointed. I watched this really brilliant TikTok the other day, and it was showing about how, I'll show you what I mean. It was showing you about how over their door there would be like a sign, like a this. Obviously, that's how a door is, isn't it, guys? They would put blood like up there, around and down. That's how they would do it. And this shape, this kind of like N-looking shape, is also a letter in Hebrew or Aramaic. I don't know what the technical term would be, but this shape in itself, guys, is also a letter in Hebrew meaning door, I think. Look it up. I might be wrong. I'm going to try and repost the video that I saw. But God is so intentional. I'm telling you, he's so intentional. It's crazy, right? But when did they put the blood over their door? They put it over their door when? When Egypt was being struck by the plagues, guys. The way that the angel of death, if you want to call it, passed over their homes was because they had a sign, a seal over their door. They had this blood over their door, and it was a signature in blood to show who they belong to. Now, we don't do that anymore. We don't sacrifice animals because obviously the blood is meant to be of the lamb. The lamb's blood is Jesus Christ. We don't have to have blood over our doors anymore, guys, because he's the ultimate sacrifice. He's done that. But the only mark or sign we have, according to Ezekiel, is the Ten Commandments. And the fourth commandment is the one that shows his authority and his right to rule. The fourth commandment is technically his signature in blood. So it says, so the children of God in this age will bear the signature God has appointed. They will place themselves in harmony with God's holy law, a mark placed upon every one of God's people, just as verily as a mark was placed over the doors of the Hebrew dwellings, to preserve the people from the general ruin. One time I had this discussion early on when I was doing these devotions, and someone said, you know, what's the big deal? You know, what's the big deal in keeping the Sabbath? What is the big deal? God is not going to do anything to me if I keep the Sunday or if I do another day. What is the big deal? Well, I hope that person, and I hope other people, start to read the book of Revelation, not from a not just in the sense of just reading it to read, but they do a deep dive into it, because the Sabbath, the seal that we're talking about here, has protected people's lives from the beginning of time. We see how it protected people's times in the time when Islamic religion began. It was the one thing that stopped the Saracen militia from attacking those Sabbath keepers, because they had that seal. So this seal is not just for the end times. It is also happening now, guys. It's also running from right now. Who you serve is based on if you are sealed or you're not. So it says, God declares, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctified them. Didn't I just read that? Oh, 20 verse 12. Oh, it says it as well in 20 verse 12. Here we go. I read 20 verse 20, but she's written down 20 verse 12. I'm telling you, God is good, man. I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them. Just as soon as the people of God are sealed in their foreheads, that's what it says in Revelation, as soon as they're sealed in their foreheads, right? Just as soon as it is not any sin, but a settling into the truth, both intellectually and spiritually, so they cannot be moved. It's not a seal that you're going to have. You're not going to have a stamp in your forehead. You're not going to have a mark in your forehead. It is an what? A settling into the truth, both intellectually and spiritually, so they cannot be moved. No one can shake me from keeping the Sabbath. No one's going to change my mind about it, guys. It is be moved from keeping that commandment. It's very true. It's very obvious, and it's very true. It says, just as soon as God's people are sealed and prepared for the shaking, it will come. Indeed, it has begun already. The judgments of God are now upon the land, that we know what is coming. This is such an important thing. I truly believe, let me jump down. I hate talking to you like this. Let me jump down.